Good evening. Thank you, Ellie Nyman, for bringing me in. And of course, thank you, Jake Weinman, for setting up and spearheading this awesome project, awesome group of individuals who are Mevakshei Hashem, are seeking Hashem to study His Torah, to grow in Yerushalayim and understanding His ways. As we always begin, we want to dedicate the Shir Lezeicher L'Ili Nishmas Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh, thank our sponsor, and may his neshama have an aliyah. This week is Parshas Pekudei. Parshas Pekudei is unique, special in that it is Shabbos Chazak. Chazak, Chazak, V'nitz Chazak. Certainly in a very difficult time, the world at this moment is on edge. There is a war taking place, and the situation is very dynamic, fluid. We're all in danger of what this means and what is happening, the behavior of different countries. Any move, chas v'shalom, can trigger something even greater, and the time to reflect and to do teshuva. Why don't we speak about the topic of Yirat Shamayim tonight? You know, when we lift Per Shabbos or Shabbos Avarchim, and we all recite the Birchas HaChodesh. In Birchas HaChodesh, we all are aware that there are three mentions of Yirat Shamayim. We look at the Nusach of the Birchas HaChodesh, we're a Mestalo. We ask Hashem, the Sitin Lanu, may you grant us Chayim Aruchim, long life. Chayim shel shalom, peace. Chayim shel toiva, goodness. Chayim shel bracha. Chayim shel parnasa. Chayim shel chilut atzamei. The strengthening of the bones. The bones should be firm in their sockets. They should have good health. Chayim sheyesh bohem yira shamayim. Life that is filled with fear of heaven. Then, another type of fear. Yira chayt, fear of sin. And we continue, Chaim Shein Bohem Bushuklima, life without embarrassment and shame. Chaim Shal Oshavachov, wealth and honor. Chaim Shadehivanu, may we have a life of Ahavas Torah, a love to Torah. And again, the Yirat Shamayim, a fear of heaven. Question is why? Why is it necessary for those who composed the Anshei Knes HaGdol, or those who came later and composed this Nusach, to mention a concept of fear three times? Chaim Sheyesh Yirat Shamayim, Yirat Chet. Then again, there is Chaim Shetevanu Avas Torah, Yirat Shamayim. The third fear is the fear of Yirat Shamayim that is grouped together with the love of Torah. So there are many answers. It's a very popular question, and there are many answers. There are many different ideas. There are some humorous answers, as ones that we've all heard here and there. But I think the simplest focus is very, very simple. There are really three different types of fear. The first fear is a general fear. Yirat Shamayim, a person should be aware, is a creator. There is a God, basic general fear. Then there's another fear called Yirat Chet. We have to suggest that if we're on a progression, that we're moving up higher, the fear of Yirat Chet is a more intense fear. A person can have a general fear of heaven. There's a certain pattern of behavior, a way of life. He's a Yirat Shamayim. But then there's a certain intensity of not to miss the mark. Chet, by the way, means to miss the mark. An archer who is shooting for the target, aiming for the target. If he misses the mark, that's called a chet. There's more precision. There's a refined degree of fear. And then the last fear, some would call it awe, or you can use any vocabulary that you are comfortable with to define an even higher level. It's not a matter of transgressing a commandment. It's a fear that is interlaced with the love of Torah. It's like one coin, and one side is love, the other side is fear. The fear is that you should not lose Hashem's love, or you should not waver in your love for Hashem. Some call it awe. Again, it's something which requires much reflection to properly put each one of these levels in perspective and to define it with the correct vocabulary. Okay, why am I mentioning these three different levels of fear? Something struck me in this week's Parshas Pekudei. Rashi elaborates, although he already spelled out almost everything in Parshas Tetzaveh regarding the Big Day Kahuna, but Rashi elaborates a little bit more in this week's Parsha about the Kohen Gadol, about what he wore on his head. Rashi basically, when we summarize the whole Rashi tells us that the Kohen Gadol wore on his head three items. He wore the tzitz, a plate of gold, upon which it was embossed the words, Kodesh LaHashem. Right above that, he wore the tefillin shel Rosh. And above that, he wore the mitznefes. The mitznefes is a hat. And Rashi elaborates in great detail that this hat was fastened to his head with a tzil tcheles. I want to suggest that these three items that Cohen God wore on his head were items that instilled within him and within those who saw him, and being that the Kohen Gadol represents the entire Jewish people, it represents something symbolic for the Jewish people as a whole. It represents the three madrigos of Yiras Shamayim, fear of heaven. Let's analyze them. On the forehead, Rashi tells us the Kohen Gadol wore the tzitz. What is the tzitz? It's a plate of gold upon which is etched the word Kodesh, holy Lahashem. Being that it's gold, it glistened, it radiated. There are some fascinating Russian that tells us they were stones, like the Chushin perhaps, that beautified the tzitz, whatever it is, but it's the Goloi, it's revealed, Hashem's name. When you see the holy priest, the Kohen Gadol, upon, when you see his forehead, it's a plate that says Kodesh LaHashem, the holy name of Hashem, the four letters, Hashem's name, the four letters of Hashem, Yudke Vavke, certainly, without a question, it's a different experience. One is living in the presence of the Shekhinah, Hashem's name. Hashem's name is Begolui. It is exposed. You all know that we don't just keep Sefarim Siddur open. When we're not using the Siddur, we close the Siddur. Hashem's name should not be exposed. There are many Rabbanim that are very careful that when in Shul we hang up different sections of the prayer service, the Modim or other parts of Davening, that we don't have hanging on the wall Hashem's name spelled out in the letters. Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, because Hashem's name is sacred. We have to cover it. There's a holiness in Hashem's name which instills fear. And then above that, there are the tefillin. Chazal contrasts the tefillin to the tzitz. Chazal tell us that the tefillin have, not Hashem's name is not written once on the tefillin. Inside the parshas, the four parshas of the tefillin, Hashem's name appears 21 times. And the Gemara compares the tefillin to the tzitz. The tzitz has Hashem's name only once. And the pasuk tells us, V'hoyal mitzvah tamid, from which we learn that the Kohen has to be fully cognizant of the fact that he's wearing the tzitz. He's not allowed to be distracted. He has to feel the severity of Hashem's name resting upon him in every moment that he's wearing the tzitz. How much more so does a person have to be fully aware and at his best behavior and not distract himself when he's wearing the tefillin, which has 21 mentions of Hashem's name. And not to forget about the shin, which also represents Hashem's name on the outside and outside. There's a difference, though. The difference is that the tefillin, the name of Hashem, is hidden. It's not exposed. The shin is only one letter, which represents the name of Hashem, of Shakai. But in the actual batin, in the actual compartments of the tefillin, where we have the dalet parshios, the four parshios, and Hashem's name is there, it's spelled out 21 times, scattered throughout the four different sections in the tefillin, but it's covered by the boxes. And even inside the boxes, the parshios are wrapped. If anyone ever saw how they prepare the tefillin, they don't just put the parshios in the four compartments. The parshios, there's a requirement in halacha that they first be wrapped with a piece of parchment, and then that the parsha with the parchment that covers them is put into another compartment. It's doubly hidden. And then on top of that comes the hat. Now, we all know that a hat in general, the purpose of a hat, is to express fear of heaven. The Gemara tells us that there was an Amora who told a woman came to one of the Amoraim and said that my child has a disposition towards doing certain types of sins. What should I do? And the Amora said, cover his head. By covering his head, you will instill upon him fear of heaven. And that will have an effect on his neshama. He will be a God-fearing Jew, and he will be able to control his desires to engage in sin. Hat, by definition, represents a principle of fear of heaven. But we add to that the fact that the pasuk here mentions that the hat should be fastened to the head with a seal to chelas. We all know that on the tzitzis we have the same expression. We have on our tzitzis what we're supposed to have today. Unfortunately, not everyone wears tchelas. Even those who do wear tchelas, it's not accepted by most that it is with absolute certainty that it is tchelas. But there is supposed to be tchelas on our tzitzis. And the purpose of that tchelas is ruisim oisai, uzachartim is kol mitzvah sashem, vaasisim oisai. And Chazal tell us that the color of the tchelas is similar to the yam, to the ocean. And the color of the ocean is similar to the heaven. And the color of the heaven is similar to the kis say hakavait. And thus when a person looks at the tzitzis, he's taken on a journey from the color he sees on the garment to the yam, from the yam to the shamayim, from the shamayim to the kisei hakavait, to think about Hashem. And he enters into a mode of yirah shamayim. And it's that pesil techeles that fastens in a very distinct way on three different sections of the tzitz. It goes up on top of the hat, rests on the hat, and fastens the tzitz with the hat together. And Rashi here, in this expression, he brings them all together. Rashi here mentions, Lo seis al hamitznefes milamola, the al yidei hapesilim, through this cord of techeles, hayo meshivei al hamitznefes kemin keser. It was like a crown, this cord of techeles. The Evshalomar Hatzitz Alam Tznefes. Rashi goes on to explain. Then he goes on to say that in the middle between the Tzitz and the Mitznefes, there was empty space. Sheshom Maniach Tefillin. The Hatzitz Hayad Nosna HaMetzach. The Tzitz was below. The Mitznefes was on the top. In the middle was the Tefillin. And fastening the, bringing together the Tzitz with the Mitznefes, overlapping the area of the Tefillin, was the Tzil Techeles. So what we're suggesting over here is there are three different items on the head of the Kohen Gadol which capture different levels of Yirah Shamayim. The Tzitz had Hashem's name revealed. The Tzilin had Hashem's name hidden, the Hester. And the hat doesn't have Hashem's name anywhere. The hat is an object which brings Yirah Shamayim, and it is covered with the Keser, which is fastened down with the Tzil Techeles, a cord of Techeles, which itself represents looking at the Yam, looking at the Shamayim, the Kisei HaKavod, fear. Maybe perhaps we can say there are four different levels of Yirah Shamayim. It's four, which is three. Tzil Techeles fastens the tzitz, it fastens the hat, it's a keser on the hat, it's part of the hat, and it overlaps the tefillin. There are three different items, all really connected by the Tzil Techeles. The tzitz, the tefillin, the hat, with the Tzil Techeles fastening them all together. What does this represent? We can suggest it represents the three levels of Yirah Shamayim. Because a Yirah Shamayim begolui, it is revealed. A person should be a Yirah Shamayim. You should live your life with the fear of heaven. That's number one. Then there's a deeper level of Yirah Shamayim. It's a deeper level, your Yirah Chet. There's a more profound, a depth that's hidden deep in your neshama, not to miss the mark. That's the Tzilin. The Tzilin, Hashem's name, is not exposed. Hashem's name is hidden. You can live your life as an Orthodox Jew, as a Yirah Shamayim, but everyone's not the same. Everyone has different appreciation of Hashem. Everyone has a different level of Yirah Shamayim. The same way no two people look alike, no two people think alike. No two people have the same degree of Yirah Shamayim. It's hidden. It's like Hashem's name in the Tzilin. And then there's a very deep, profound Yirah Shamayim, the Tzil Techeles. You don't need to mention Hashem's name. Some things that are hidden are even more profound than what is exposed and what is present. We all know that Chazal say, Mila b'sela shtikusa b'trein. If a word is worth one coin, silence is worth two. Just looking at that blue thread, or isemus or zecharten, that can be a yira, a profound yira, a yira shaman that is interlaced with ahavas Hashem. Three different levels. The Kohen Gadol, whose neshama captures the neshama of the entire Klal Yisrael. He presents himself before Hashem with all the different dimensions of Yirah Shamayim. Yirah Shamayim, Yirah Chet, Ahavas Torah v'Yirah Shamayim. The tzitz, the tefillin, the hat with the tzil techeles, bring them all together. We're living now again, as we mentioned in the beginning of the Shir, in a very, very frightening time. There is a war. The long history we have with the Ukraine. Listen to the news, you hear all the different towns. You would think you're at a shalashudis, and you're hearing Meshpitz, Chernobyl, Lvov. These are all cities that remind us of the greatest Hasidic masters, the Litvisha masters as well, who were there. Torah. It's interesting, this part of the world is part that the Jewish people have spent many hundreds of years serving Hashem and creating a very intense level of Yirah Shamayim, which today we are yoinik from. We have passed on this to us. Many tragedies happened there, World War II. It's not for us to understand anything at all of what is happening in the spiritual sense, and certainly in the political sense. It's very hard to get put your finger on what's going on. It's not important. What's important is when there's a war, it's not good for anyone. It's not good for anyone, no matter what. And what we can do is we can seek shalom, is peace. Mitzvah Shabbos, every Mitzvah Shabbos, we mispavel for peace. And Shabbos ends, and Anusach HaTfilah, Ata Choyin Le'odam Das. Malame Le'enashvina, I was told this far by someone, very chashuv person, a Yisrael Lehman Shlita. Told me this far in the name of one of his teachers. I don't recall who he told us to be in his name, but we look in the davening, Ata Choyin Le'odam Das. On Mitzvah Shabbos, we begin, Ata Choyin Antoinu Le'ma'adu Tarasech, Avata Lambeinu La'asos Chayi Ritanech, Avata Avdel, Hashem Le'chivin, Kodesh Chodei Le'chashach, we go through this. And then we come to a very important point. Avinu Malkeinu, Hochel Oleinu Hayomim, Haboim, Likraseinu, Lisholoim, peace. Tranquility. What is peace? Define the meaning of shalom. How would you define the word shalom? What is peace? The words of the Nusach go on to tell us. It's three different types of Yirah Shamayim. Number one, know what peace is? Chasuchim mikol chet. We are removed from sin. We abstain. We're yori chet. We don't do averis. Number two, umenukim mikol avoin. We are clean from avoin. Another type of expression of cleanliness of sin. And number three, umedubokim biyirasech. We cleave in our fear of Hashem, our yearning to fear Hashem. Three different types of Yirah Shamayim. Perhaps corresponding to what we've mentioned in the Birchas Rosh Chodesh, corresponding to the three different items that are 3/4 items that are put on the head of the Kohen Gadol, the tzitz, the tzillin, the mitznefes. Each one has its own unique element of Yirah Shamayim. Hashem's name begoloi revealed, Hashem's name hidden, and just the mere thought, the profoundest form of Yirah Shamayim is just to think about Hashem. You don't need Hashem's name to be presented in to be revealed or to be hidden. Just the mere thought, as a merit for ourselves, for the world, for innocent people, Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, who are there as well, of course, them first, in our hearts and minds, but for everyone, and for us here as well, we should attempt to uplift ourselves in Yirah Shamayim. And that is what is peace. That is Avinu Malkeinu Hochel Aleinu Hayomim Haboim Likraseinu Lishalayim. Peace. Peace is Yirah Shamayim. Menukim Chasuchim Kochet. Menukim Yovayim. Umedubakim B'Yirasecha. Thank you for listening. You all have a wonderful week. Again, thank you to Eli Neiman. Thank you to Jake Weinen for this wonderful opportunity to learn together. Have a good night. Be well.